What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Fans of Power Podcast. I'm Brian Ozone, and along with Joe Amato and Tyler Baker. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Really? What's up?
We're on an express elevator to hell, guys, man. Going down.
Woo-hoo.
All right, now, you're always doing quotes. This one, I don't know what it is. What is that?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Should I be in...
Bill Paxton and Aliens, man.
Would you say it was from Aliens?
Yeah, Bill Paxton, Hudson.
You know, here's not to get quickly off topic, but Aliens is a movie I watched one time when I was a kid. I've never seen it since, just because, so I don't remember it that well.
We'd just like to say that the views and points of Joe Amato do not represent the other greatness of people who have seen the Aliens film. I like to assume people who are big into He-Man, I'm making the assumption that you've seen the Alien films too.
Well, I feel horrible every time I do it when there's something I don't know. I mean, now, of course, if you're saying about Friday the 13th, I watched that 1,000 times. But, yeah, Aliens, I watched the first one time, and I never seen part 2 or 3 or whatever. I seen Aliens versus Predator movie, so there you go, I guess.
Man, Joe's the kind of person to stop watching TV after they canceled Webster.
Oh, God. That's a lot of TV to catch up on.
That's a lot.
He's like, I've had it.
That's it. So, well, this is our 30th episode special, huh? 30 episodes. I can't believe we've already been this far, that quickly.
Yeah, got there fast.
Holy crap. Yeah,
it just seems like you just blink and bang, we're there. But, yeah, so what's up, Brian? What do we got on the table for today?
Well, we'll talk about a character. We'll get into that. And maybe we'll get into something else that we spoke about. I don't want to say in case we don't get to it,
okay. But
we can get into the character now. And
there we go. It's a character that we discussed one time. It was on our Lost episode that didn't appear. Fans have been asking to hear about him again.
And he's a real faker of a character, too.
He's a real fake, yeah.
Oh, Man-at-Arms? Okay, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, well, he's a phony baloney, too, man.
But that's a faker.
So, yeah, it is faker. And... And we did do it once, but yeah, it's one of our Lost episodes. But we'll do it now. So guys, what do you want to say about him?
He's a badass character.
He's a blue guy from hell.
And just like, I mean, such a cult character. I mean, the amount of people that love, like I see, you know, posting pictures of their Faker collections, people making, you know, a lot of different types of custom Fakers, which, you know.
A lot of fan art of Faker, too.
Yeah, a lot of fan art. And for somebody that just has such a following, it's a shame we didn't get much of them. You know, I mean, we had them in one episode of Filmation. It was Shaping Staff, Tyler, or something. Shaping Staff, and
right. That's
when we seen him look just like He-Man, except his eyes going white. Ooh.
And
we had a figure. He was in maybe one mini comic. I didn't know if he was in more than a mini comic. And then, you know, a couple of things. Yeah, some UK stuff. But it's a shame, like I said, we didn't get more of him because he's such a unique character that he could have a cool backstory because there's been so many different backstories for him.
Right.
He's pretty much the equivalent of Zodak, you know, pretty much a wasted character that just never had a lot of potential. There's definitely a fan following for him, but Mattel and Filmation and in the other properties just never seemed to really
get on board.
Yeah, they just didn't get the character.
They didn't get it. Yeah, they never got it. Yeah. To me, it's like they just didn't understand how complex of a character he can be. I mean, there's more to him than just the blue skin robot of He-Man. You know, there's the spell of which, you know, supposedly Skeletor puts on him that makes him come to life or whatnot. So, I mean, there's more to him than you know, just a blue skin robot in my eyes.
And who doesn't like to see, like, the hero fight the doppelganger of himself? You know, like Superman 3, you got, like, the evil version of
Superman.
Right,
yeah.
You got... I'm trying to think of some other examples. There's other examples. You know, you look in comic books and things like that of seeing the hero fight like an evil version of himself. I mean, it's especially with Faker being so different, and with the Skeletor armor, orange power sword, and he's got that awesome tape recorder on his chest too, man.
What was your
the real?
Speaking of those different looks, and like your,
I thought it was so cool as a kid, man. He's got a tape recorder on his chest, man.
What was your first? That's the thing. What was your first introduction to Faker? Did you see him first in Filmation? Do you remember it was the toy first or what?
No, I can't remember.
I remember I got him at a KB Toys, I think, in 1987 or 1988. It was one of those two. I think it was at a mall in West Virginia. And that was my first time seeing the character. I never saw him in the cartoon until I think I purchased the entire series on bootleg in like 10th or 11th grade.
Okay.
And so it was pretty much just I don't remember anything about the mini comic because it's all I could remember was the figure. It was a brightly colored figure. It was a much enjoyed figure. And then of course seeing the figures on that was like getting that figure introduced me to who Clamp Champ was as a kid. That was so I have Clamp Champ ties to Faker also, but I remember just distinctly picking him out. And I just thought he was just the color scheme of Faker. I mean, I hate it to this day when people make stupid, really flat jokes. I mean, just they're flat line jokes about how,
like, what
silly, like silly the concept is a figure. Well, man, you can't tell him his skin is blue. It's just, it's like they're trying to make puns. Like, you don't get it, jackass.
You know? Okay, now wait.
It ain't about, you know. It's the same people who want to make fun of Snout Spout and all those other harpies out there. It's like you don't get it.
No, wait, that's the thing. That's what I was saying
before. A lot of people just don't get it, and that's a terrible thing because he's a cool character.
Did he appear as the toy or the cartoon first? I can't remember. I'll be honest. Was it in the cartoon?
The toy came out in the first wave of action figures. You know, like the first, like the 8-backs, and then it wasn't even featured in a mini comic, and was only acknowledged probably in just a little bits of media and stuff like that. If you just like at random, but I'd say he probably got his first full appearance, probably Filmation, but even then some people would probably say it was forgettable because I'm sure the people who had that first release of that figure probably looked at that and thought, that's Faker? But, you know, you look at it, Filmation's mindset is like, it doesn't make much of it. It's cheaper for us if we just use the same He-Man footage and just
do a quick
glow on the eyes.
Well, that's what's weird. That what you're saying there, it's weird to see the difference between how we, in a way, we're going to accept why it was done a certain way for a toy and why it was done a certain way for the cartoon. So, like, let's say in the cartoon, for example, like you said, not only just being, if you want to say cheaper, if that was the case, but I think it made more sense that if you're trying to get across that you want it to be Faker, I mean, you want it to be He-Man in the episode, you're trying to confuse somebody, you want him to look exactly like him. You want him to have the same skin color and everything. And of course, like you said, his eyes glow white. So that made sense, because if we've seen a blue Faker with an orange skeletal harness, we're not that dumb. We'd say, okay, well, what's that? That's not He-Man. But then you flip that coin and you look at it as for a toy. Would you have wanted to have a same Caucasian He-Man with white eyes as a toy? What would be a benefit of getting that? You would have been in the store thinking, why does it say Faker? Why does it say He-Man? I don't understand. It's like, oh, if you look close, the eyes are white. So they had to, as a toy, make the toy different, if you know what I mean.
Well, I just hope nobody at Mattel right now is listening and gets a bright idea and makes this figure. But I'm happy with the way we got it. I like the blue skin orange skeletal armor. I really dig the Leo figure. I really wish we got him with the loincloth and the Havoc staff. I think that's the awesomest version of him with the
and
mask
he has this,
or whatever
like,
he's got
black
going.
Mask over
yeah.
His eyes.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest version of Faker ever. I understand the reason. I kind of understand why Filmation probably did do it. I mean, A, the stock animation, and two, it's cheaper that way. Just to go back and put white eyes on. But, I mean, it's – I prefer – I like it the way we got it. I honestly do. I like the way that we did get it and that we didn't get just a regular Caucasian or white-eyed, you know, whatever, He-Man.
So for, like you said, the toy, obviously the toy, it works how it's supposed to be. And would you think, obviously, for Filmation, it did work for that too? Because, like I said, to have a blue-skinned He-Man with orange armor, how could he confuse anybody? That would make sense, for at least for me, in the cartoon, that would make sense. So I like him, how he was interpreted, I guess, in both of them, if you will. And then maybe if something could have happened later on, after he was found out, oh, here's the, you know, the Faker, however you want to say, then maybe he could have been blue skin, orange armored, and could have been featured more, because it's a shame we didn't get more of him.
You could also like, and this is just like a random theory, because I'm sure if MYP, you know, with their nod that they did in Courage of Atom of Faker, I'm sure we would have gotten to see a flesh-tone He-Man, and then something is going to happen, whether a spell loses the time runs out on a certain spell, Man-at-Arms comes up with something that kind of breaks the disguise on the character. But you can almost, this is just kind of trying to work in the idea, like it's like a nod to like He-Man's power harness in Evil-Lyn's plot, his Cordyne on there. Faker's wearing Skeletor's armor. Maybe since he's wearing an orange version of it, like it's like Skeletor's harness is kind of like something that maybe adds to his black magic almost. And you put a duplicate on Faker to help add the disguise that his spell breaks. And of course, then it reveals, you know, him wearing the orange armor, but the disguise would probably show him wearing He-Man's armor. I'm just trying to work in an idea.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, that initial design there. I mean, and that's just because they had so many theories about the character, but the character just looks too cool to get neglected. I'd love to see He-Man duking it out with the blue-skinned Faker, and like he's been knocked down, bloodied, and bashed. He's got blood running down his mouth, and you see Faker kind of walking out of the fire, and you get kind of like the Terminator essence where half his face is torn off. And, oh, man.
Would you want him to be – now, see, that's the thing, what you're saying about with that spell. I think something was done like that with the UK comics, I believe, to where there was a spell put on him, and after a while, the spell wears off, and it shows him as the, you know, blue the Faker, because I think they called him the Faker, not just Faker. But I always wondered, like, his power. Would you envision, like, you know, Faker at any time, maybe now – not permanently. It's something I ran across before. Faker wouldn't be – as strong as He-Man all the time, but maybe there could be a short window that this spell that's put on him could give him extra strength, because, I mean, it'd be nice to, like you said, see He-Man in an actual battle with somebody as strong as, you know, as himself. You know,
I like to see Cordyne being used as like a single crystal of Cordyne is being placed like somewhere in Faker, like in his brain or something like that, and it activates the mechanical parts in him to kind of be as aggressive and
behind a tape player.
Well, yeah, you could put it in the tape player, like the tape inside is like,
yeah,
it's like, you know, it's just made from cordite crystal.
Cordite, yeah.
That could be good. Press play, there you go. But since he's a robot, it could only last a certain amount of time. Like maybe it would have had a different effect on, you know, a flesh or, you know, an actual living being. But because he's a robot, this cordite has some kind of like a little quirk or something, so it doesn't last as long. But yeah, to have an actual good hands-on battle with He-Man against somebody as strong as himself would be nice. And then, yeah, then it wears off. But it just seems like it'd make the character more interesting than just being, you know, he looks like He-Man, he's kind of strong like He-Man, but you know he's never going to get the best of him. You want to see our heroes engaged in a battle to where you think, oh God, are they going to lose? But of course, you know, He-Man would always come out on top on the end, because, I mean, that's how it has to be.
And yeah, I don't think the character should just be used as like a one-trick pony, like you use him one time in the story to get the character out. Like in the mini-comic Search for Keldor, like you see Faker kind of standing by with Skeletor with his arms crossed, like just one of the many henchmen that is just kind of, he's on the time clock right now. You know, Beastman, you know, is clocked out for the day. Here comes Faker. He's clocked in, you know, to work the rest of the shift here. Is like the henchman that's on duty right here. And I just like to think that if more episodes we got, whether it's Filmation or MYP or even a new one, whatever, that Faker could be sitting seated at the council table along with Cyclops and Fang Man and Scareglow, not just someone that's just like, okay, we need a plot device here to trick everybody. We'll use Faker in one episode.
Character. Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I totally would want him as a spotlight character and not a secondary character.
More than just a robot, a robot with actual personality, if they could give him some kind of personality or something.
Yeah, not a bizarro personality. I don't want to see him dumbed down, you know, like a stupid robot. Like, if he's a robot, he needs to be intelligent, you know, like a Terminator almost, you know. He can mimic He-Man's voice. He can mimic other people's voices.
That's a great analogy, because that's how I kind of see him as something, like as a Terminator when he's, you know, engaged in battle or whatnot. I mean, even that's kind of like what we got with the battle damage figure head that Mattel gave us a couple years ago, whatever. You know, it's that's sort of like what I get from it. You know, it's like the Terminator feel.
Or like a kind of like a reconnaissance character, not relying on those doom seekers all the time, but like Faker kind of hiding in the shadows with that fantastic tape recorder. Or he's like Soundwave, man, where he's like recording stuff. And like, oh, damn it, man. Faker recorded secret information. Get back to Skeletor now. He used to piss me off about Soundwave in the cartoon as a kid. So I could see Faker doing something like that. You know, really utilizing that tape recorder. It's all about the tape recorder, guys.
Yeah, because we never got nothing out of that tape recorder, any really backstory or nothing.
Just I don't want to see it turn into some sort of small like iPod device in his chest because it's like current day and hipster and trendy. No. We're going back to two reels of tape that are moving real slowly and recording. And that Skeletor has got to have like a cassette player and Snake Mountain that can work, you know?
Got like an A-track and then this.
Yeah.
And
everything. Yeah. And Skeletor getting pissed off if it's not working. He's got to call in, you know, I'm trying to think.
Tech service?
Do what now?
Tech services?
Yeah, tech somebody service whether – it's not Triclops because I don't want Triclops in there fully. Triclops is a bounty hunter and a kick-ass one at that.
Call the Geek Squad.
Huh?
Call the Geek Squad.
Yeah, he calls Best Buy. Best Buy comes over in the Geek Squad, you know, and they have to bring him in on the Rotom because, you know, they can't deliver outside the Dark Hemisphere or inside the Dark Hemisphere. So they got to meet him like halfway and bring him in the collector. And he's got like a full – oh, maybe he has like his own group of Geek Squad that are like they are commissioned strictly, you know,
fun.
Out of Snake Mountain, you know. They have an exclusive contract in the Dark Hemisphere, you know.
That's it. No, but yeah, like I said, you're right. He's just a character that just was so underused, but everybody, like I said, likes him so much. Like you said, from his little tape recorder, whatever you want to say that's on his chest. I mean, there was even other versions where if you remember the big giant book of evil warriors that Golden put out, it was like a description of each character. It had like a color photo on one side, and on the other side it was a black and white, and it gave like a little background on them. But in that one, you see Skeletor building Faker. And you really? Seem like, you know, yeah, he's actually putting on his arm. And in this one, though, which is different, he has his blue skin, but instead of the orange Skeletor harness, he's got an orange He-Man harness. So, I mean, I love seeing all different pieces of, you know, like interpretations and art and anything for the character. Because
the one Star Comics has got blonde hair and a purple Skeletor harness.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, exactly. There's that. And did he appear maybe on a couple coloring books or on a puzzle? But other than that, just it wasn't much for the poor guy.
No, I remember he was really in that one puzzle that's got them fighting in a cavern of some kind where a merman's popping out of the water and firing at the stalactites, and you got Faker trying to kick Battle Armor He-Man, and
right.
It's like, you know, it's I think Battle Armor Skeletor is in there, I think, or just regular Skeletor with Whiplash and I think Man at Arms, I think. But
I know which one you're talking about. And then that giant one, that giant puzzle poster where they had Orko doing some magic spell on him. It's like, you know, I never wanted him being dismissed because, like you said, even with his appearance in the Search for Keldor mini comic, I mean, he got taken out quick by King Randor, who threw his spear right through his chest, right?
Yeah, he had that kind of mechanical like scrack noise or something.
Right. Down
sound effect. At least King Randor wasn't flipping around in the air to like with anime background or something like that. Like he just, you know, just
he's going back to MYP, huh?
Fast forward to 2001.
I hate that version of King Randor. At least this one was just jumped right into it, and then he got knocked on his butt by Skeletor, as rightfully so.
Right.
No flipping around, no weapons twirling, just throws it.
So when we see him come back, when we have hopefully a rebirth of anything or comics or cartoons or something, you want to see, like you said, Faker have more of a role, be a character, like you said, maybe he's using his recording device or something, his powers temporarily maybe could be on the level of He-Man, something like that.
Yeah, so and you could just always like, you know, pull like a Terminator / Predator kind of person out where he's like mimicking things that he hears. You know, I could see him mocking He-Man, like using his own words against him, or like in the first Terminator, when he's like recording Sarah Connor's mother's voice.
You know, that could be like, cool. I never thought of that. Yeah, like to maybe lure He-Man into like, you know, the Vine Jungle for a fight. He could sound like Teela in distress or something.
Right.
And that'd be cool. Never thought of that.
Yeah, sure, or like he's got He-Man against the ropes, and he's like using something that he recorded Queen Marlena saying, like, you know, you'll always be my son, He-Man, right before Faker gets ready to like strike the killing blow, and that's what pisses He-Man off and just uppercuts Faker's head right off, you know, fatality.
Just like that. Wow.
Finish him.
Yeah. Well, there went his,
if we can get like a finish him like a quote in there too, Doug, that'd be fantastic.
That's it. I thought we were bringing him back to be awesome. He just took him out in a second. He got his head punched off. There went the return.
That's probably about the only fatality we can get in the cartoon, but I don't think of a better one than He-Man, like just tearing Faker's head off.
Well, we have to call it a Robality.
Robality.
There you go. There you go. Better trademark that fast.
All right. Well, shoot. Well, I guess that's been pretty good. That's our thoughts pretty much on Faker. And if you guys didn't have anything else, I didn't know, Brian, you wanted to take us to a commercial.
No, I just wanted to say I think the coolest version my favorite version of him is the Leo figure.
Okay.
There wasn't many different versions of him, but again, for me, I don't know what it is. The loincloth, the mask, the Havoc staff, I don't know. It's just a cool version.
It's one figure I've never owned and probably never will own, but it is a great looking figure. I mean, I guess my favorite just has to be the regular vintage toy here in the U.S. because it's all I had. And I mean, I did like him more than Filmation one. I understood why Filmation did what they did, and that is the perfect way to do it. But I do prefer a vintage toy, what I have. I would love that Leo, though. You're right. But I guess that would be mine, would be the vintage toy. What about you, Tyler, your favorite Faker?
Probably the vintage one. You know, it was a character that just popped with it, with its design and look. And
color scheme. Everything about it was just so cool. I don't know. It's just very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember getting mine at the bowling alley. You know, Santa Claus gave it to me when I was a kid. So I got him very early on, I guess like the first 8-pack, like you said, you know. And he was a cool figure to have by himself, you know, not expecting to get another Masters toy, you know. So he was kind of like, you know, a cool figure to play with by yourself. And
would you guys have gotten him with like how the packaging? Like in 87, they depict Faker as like with kind of like a pinkish red harness,
you know,
instead of the bright orange. I mean, do you, because it looks good on the card back, but would you guys, you know, like to have had?
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah. I mean, it looked really cool.
Yeah, I
think it would be cool to have too. I mean, as a variant, you know, now.
Have like a lot of Fakers, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with the character. I mean, if you understand him and you get the idea of it, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
because it would be awesome to have like an army of Fakers like surveying or like coming out of Snake Mountain to attack He-Man. It's like an army of like Terminator and T-800s, you know, coming, you know, just like the beginning of Terminator 2, man, when you see like the endoskeletons walking around firing weapons, stuff like that. An army of Fakers coming out, man.
Right.
Oh gosh, that'd be so cool.
It'd be badass. It definitely would be.
How about the army of Fakers being all different versions of everyone we were talking about? That would be his army, all the different interpretations.
That would be cool too. Like that'd be a great idea. I mean, everybody being every Faker being a little bit different, and it would give him his own personality.
Yeah, like purple harness Fakers like fires like, you know, laser cannons, and you got orange harness. They're all using swords and.
Why is this reminding me of something? Like something I thought that
it's
was
like different. In the Ninja Turtle games, all the sort of foot soldiers had, like, if you were a different color, you had a different weapon, man.
Right. No, I mean, you know, you mentioned this makes me think, I don't know if there was a movie or something, but I remember there was like a particular character, and there was like they showed him in a lot of different colors and outfits, and they were all fighting together, and that's why right now it's like I'm seeing all them Fakers. That would be – it'd be cool. It's almost like how they do these multiverses where they bring all these characters from all these different versions. But that would be awesome to have every version of Faker together, and that is his army. I think that would be a cool story.
Yeah, instead of using like generic skeletons or something like that. Or I mean, Skeletons is fine, and Robot Troops from the movie, of course, is fantastic, and Robot Knights. But give me an army of Faker or like a special squad.
And what if they all had different powers,
like
too?
Like the Knights of Ren, you know, like the Knights of Faker. Yeah, you know? Like that'd be cool. So sweet.
If each one had different powers, too, like maybe even the Leo one, you find out, like, you know, with that mask and those crazy red eyes or whatever, what if he shot some, like, beams or blasts out of his eyes?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be bizarre. That would be cool.
Yeah, it would. Oh, man. I think we're on something here, guys. Let's copyright this idea right now.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be a definite awesome story for Faker to have his own mini comic or anything that just would be focusing on him. That'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Well, let's transition out of this. Let's take a break because now I'm all pumped up. Now you guys got me thinking all these ideas, but we'd be babbling for too long.
Joe's going to be customizing Fakers for the next year and a half.
Exactly. A whole army of them. Yeah, that's awesome.
You're listening to a podcast from PopCultureNetwork.com.
Guys, we're back from commercial, and Joe has something to say. Joe, take us away.
Well, before we get into something, I just want to ask one quick thing. Please tell me you weren't the person that bought this Hordak radio in the box and it went for like, no. I don't know. Okay. There was another one that was on eBay, and I think it went for $300 to $400 or $500, something ridiculous. I was like, Brian, I swear I'll choke you if you actually paid that much for that thing.
Okay. I bought it.
You did it? Oh, he got the Ozone money. You got Ozone money now, too? Okay, cool. Man, somebody's got to share this with me. I got
to see if Joe is going to fall through with this threat.
Well, I got to quit eating ramen noodles. You guys got to help me out. Send me some money. Feed a Joe or something. Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Well,
when I saw that, I was dying laughing. I couldn't believe it. I think I even actually PM'd him, like, I'll give you $50 for it. Just to piss him off.
Yeah, well, it went high, so I just
– yeah, you can go to hell.
It was just on my mind. I was like, man, Brian, please don't.
Yeah, no, it wasn't me. Okay. I'm not – no.
All right. Well,
it must have been a Toy Hunter.
It could have been. A prick.
Yeah.
You guys – okay. All right, well, now this is going to be a – what's the question? One of our fans asked this to talk about the – not the many versions of He-Man, but – pitting He-Man against He-Man in different battles, because we always hear people saying either they like the Alcala better, Filmation better, MYP, whatever it may be. But because what I notice is when some people say they like one, they forget that the characteristics of maybe the one they like doesn't have this certain kind of power, if you will. So you wonder, okay, so let's put up a battle. Let's put up Alcala He-Man.
Sure, you don't want to make this like a Royal Rumble, like not like the standard Royal Rumble, but you go ahead and start the match with all the He-Mans in the ring at the same time.
All right, well, you want to, here we go.
A battle royal. Kind of like
We got a bunch. We got Alcala He-Man. We got the DC He-Man. We got, which is pretty much similar to Filmation, but Filmation's just different. Then we got Filmation He-Man. We got New Adventures He-Man. We got the 87 movie He-Man.
Yeah, Dolph.
Yeah, Dolph's in there. And we got NYP He-Man. And you could even throw in the New 52, you know, for people like New 52.
That's the best one out of the ring, right? Immediately. The bell rings. He's just like the bushwhacker.
He's just all gang up on him.
Thrown out of the ring immediately.
The guy who went right into the ring got thrown right out. Well, the thing is.
Thrown out by Warlord. That's New 52 He-Man.
Well, he's, like I said, no. I mean, he is cool. Like I said, even if. I mean, there's people that love the story. Some people hate it. Like I said, I don't completely hate it. I mean, I maybe didn't flip over it, but I mean, it wasn't complete garbage. I mean, some people absolutely love it, and some people hate the stuff we like. I mean,
I know. I'll let Joe be the fan favorite for that, and I'll be the antagonist for that particular topic.
Okay, well, we got the New 52 He-Man. He's in the ring. Is he getting thrown out, Tyler? Who do you think's going to throw him out of the ring?
See, you'll be Gorilla Monsoon, and I'll be Bobby Heenan, who's constantly busting the balls with New 52 He-Man.
I think Bobby, he could be so like, much.
Will you stop?
Will you stop right now? So you would want New 52 He-Man thrown right out. You don't think he could pose a threat against anybody? Because I think he could pose quite a threat against a lot. But
you could almost say he'd be like Santina. Santina when he's like thrown out of the ring immediately in the Royal Rumble a few years ago.
Well, I don't know. I think he would put up a great fight. If anybody in that gigantic battle royal, the first person I'm going to have thrown out of this battle royal will be the, I was almost going to say New Adventures He-Man.
I was going to say, I was like, you're going there, aren't you?
You know, I'm sorry. I ain't going to get you. I'm sorry. I don't mean to get you mad. But for me, the first person that's getting thrown out of this Royal Rumble for me is New Adventures He-Man. That's my.
You will feel the wrath of the legions of New Adventures fans that me and Brian have like put together. We're like a new faction.
They're lining up
NWO.
Already.
We're just like growing and growing every week. We're throwing a new t-shirt to a new guy every week.
Well, okay, so mine was New Adventures. I got thrown out. Tyler's was the New 52. And Brian, who is your first He-Man to get thrown out of this battle royal?
It's tough, man. This is a tough one, but I'm gonna have to go with Tyler.
Okay, so you're throwing out New 52. So we both got a new going out. Mine's New Adventures. Yours is New 52. Okay, all right. Well, since you guys rode me on that. Then the first person out of this battle royal is the new 52 He-Man. So he's the first person out. All right. So next up, who do you think is going to be thrown out of this battle royal? And I'll let you guys go. I'll do mine. Then we'll see who gets overridden here.
I don't know. I have to throw out. Jeez, man, I don't know. It's tough. I don't know. Tyler, do you have an idea?
I'm probably going to go with now from here on out. These are all respectable participants that I'm just kind of going. There's nothing. I the order that I go in from now on. This is nothing. Saying I don't like this version, I don't like that version. I mean, we could even throw in Snake Hunter He-Man. We could throw him out at the same time as the new 52 He-Man.
Yeah,
but if
we're just going to keep it to the basic ones without all the variants.
I'm just making a point to say everybody that's left in this Battle Royal / Royal Rumble right now is all respectable contestants in this match. So I'm probably going to have to go with the DC He-Man from the miniseries.
Oh, okay. All right, even though see he's close to Filmation, though, maybe just not on those powers, but
he's not voiced by John Irwin.
Okay, well, then that's your gripe against. Okay, then, Brian, who are you knocking out of this Battle Royal next?
I'm knocking John Irwin out. This
is a kick-ass idea. I love what we're doing.
Since John Irwin hasn't shown his face, he's got to go.
Wait, who are you throwing out?
I'm throwing John Irwin out.
Oh, man.
You're throwing out Filmation? No, okay.
See you later. See you later.
I can't have him go yet because, no, I'm going to have to throw out we'll see if I do that, then we're going to be in a stalemate. We'll all be three here. Okay, I got
to
pick between.
Well, if we come to a stalemate, then we move on to the next one and see if that counters out because, I mean, it could just be one of those surprise.
Okay, so they're still fighting. Okay, so those guys are still fighting because it'll be a stalemate. All right, because I'm sorry, and it's not being mean, but I am throwing out New Adventures He-Man again. I got to throw him out. I'm sorry. That's who I'm throwing out mine this time. You guys go to your next round of who you're throwing out.
All right. I think next for me is probably going to be
I know what you want to say, but you don't want to say it.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, you know what you want to say. I was going to say him too, but okay. Well, I'm switching it
up.
You
know what? Hold on. 2000 X He-Man.
Wait, who would you throw out?
2000 X He-Man.
2000 X He-Man.
Yeah, I was going to go MYP too.
Oh God, so he's gone. Okay, so 2000 X He-Man's been eliminated.
He's clotheslined over the top rope by Dolph.
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys just. No way. What is? Oh my God. Okay, so he's out now. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going up first. I'm keeping New Adventures He-Man in, and I'm getting rid of, I'm sorry, Dolph Lundgren, who killed Apollo in Rocky IV. I'm throwing out 87 movie He-Man. You're gone.
But then he falls over the top rope, but only 1 foot touches the floor. So
not for me.
Back in the ring.
All right, well, who are you throwing out? Because I'm throwing out 87 He-Man.
Just making his personal.
Yeah,
he's
I'm going to sit there and say that Filmation He-Man decides to pick up New Adventures and just throws him over the top rope.
He pulls a Hulk Hogan throwing out Sid Justice or something or whatever heck. I don't know what happened.
He gorilla presses him out of the ring and throws him onto the floor.
So you threw out New Adventures. Okay. Brian, who's going out?
I'm saving everybody. I'm going to DC.
Well, he's been eliminated. He's already gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go Alcala to save everybody.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
All right. Well, then, okay. I'm going right back in. New Adventures He-Man. He's been eliminated. Tyler, you say what?
He got eliminated by Filmation He-Man?
Okay, so there you go. So now, boom, New Adventures He-Man is gone. He's out. So now we got Filmation He-Man, we got Alcala, and we got the 87 movie, because I think we got rid of DC too. So, Jesus, so we only got three He-Mans left?
Is it at this point, they're standing in the center of the ring and just staring at each other, and the crowd is up. It's like when Hogan and Warrior face off in the Royal Rumble for the first time ever. They're like, look at this, look at this.
Well, we got three of them, so we got
Giovanni and Jesse Ventura, you know.
We got three left. We got New Adventures He-Man, we got Alcala He-Man, and we got Filmation He-Man. I'm going to let you guys go first on this. I got to see who's going next. I'm going to be curious.
Dolph and Filmation just gang up on Alcala.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Oh, 87 movie. It's yeah.
Left and right. They're throwing punch after punch, and he's going from side to side being smacked around.
Yeah. Hmm. Wait. We got 87. Wait, I just want to make sure we got 87 movie, and then we got Alcala and Filmation. That's who we have, right? I was wrong. Mm-hmm. That's who we got left.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got to save Alcala, so I'll throw Filmation out.
Oh, my God, because I was going to throw the movie out. We got to think about
it. Yeah, Alcala will be double-teamed officially, and they will pick him up and throw him over the top rope. And then Filmation, He-Man will go to one corner, Dolph will go to another corner, they'll get a breather, and the crowd's going to be like, oh, man, you know.
That sure is not what I expected in this fight. I was for sure it was going to end up being Filmation He-Man against Alcala, because that's how fans always go back and forth about who would win. You got the Savage He-Man against the good guy Boy Scout Filmation one. But I guess...
And then Wonder Bread He-Man runs into the ring because he wasn't fighting. They immediately grab him and throw him against the guardrail.
Wait, he was number 10 or something, but wasn't announced.
No, he wasn't invited, so he runs in like Kai and Tai, who weren't invited.
No, he was hiding under the ring, Tyler. He was under the ring the whole time.
He falls flat on his face. And they keep showing the replay of Wonder Bread He-Man falling on his face like Jerry the King Lawler did.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
So we really got 87 movie against Filmation?
Well, is that what we voted on?
That's
is
it. Yeah.
Oh, dear God, that's not what I wanted. I wanted to have it's easy. Filmation He-Man punches 87 movie right through the roof and out of the Sky Dome, and he's gone. Because there's no match there. See, now, Filmation He-Man, you know, that's the difference. Because I was going to say if it ended up Alcala against, Filmation, that Filmation, obviously, he's the one that has that, if you want to call it, Superman strength, over the top, you know, can move a moon, you know, which is heavier than a planet. You know, obviously, that would be a better fight with Alcala because Alcala's one, he doesn't have that power, but he's more savage. So somebody could say maybe he could have swung on He-Man's throat, slit his neck or something, and then threw him out of the ring. But I guess we can't have that. Since we can't have that, Filmation He-Man punches 87 movie through the Sky Dome. That's mine.
I'm saying that, like that.
What did you say? Wait, what did you say, Brian?
I said I kind of like that. That's a cool idea.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it would fit in with the writers of Filmation, you know.
So, Tyler, what would you have said anyways? Because obviously you've just been overthrown, but go ahead. What would you have said?
I'm making this more dramatic, where there's a double clothesline, and they fall in the center of the ring, and they're both slowly starting to get up, one after the other.
Double clothesline.
I'm really building this up like Hogan Warrior in the Rumble, where they're missing each other, and they double clothesline each other, lying in the ring. You know, and they're just slowly getting up. They're throwing punches, Irish whips, and, you know, Filmation misses this one. And then Dolph goes to try and kick him with his long kicks, and he misses it. And when Dolph turns back around, Filmation comes over and clotheslines Dolph over the top rope.
And that's it. Okay. So you even go Filmation. So
yeah, I'll go Filmation there, yeah.
So the winner
but then Dolph gets back in the ring, and he wants to shake Filmation's hand. Because
make it badass.
Like, you know, and then you hear like the Filmation He-Man theme blasting, and they both raise each other's arms up in the air because you know what? They're like the best of the best, man. You know, and it's going to be like the big match, like the WrestleMania version of He-Man.
And you think it's all good? They're all friends until then, when he turns his back, Alcala He-Man pulls the knife out the boot and stabs it right in Filmation He-Man's back, and the winner is Alcala.
No, he's heel. Alcala is heel right now. He just turned heel. He's going to start his own faction.
All right. So I guess the winner of that battle royal was Filmation He-Man. And I know people out there, I'd be curious to hear what you have to say.
They're probably going to be really pissed off that maybe Filmation made it this far and that Alcala was eliminated. No, fans are definitely going to be after me for
I'm upset too. Alcala should have lasted. Alcala should have been there. That my guy, we should have had 87 movie out second. He should have been
gone. Are you out of your mind? It's Dolph Lundgren, man.
Yeah, he could barely push a pillar down. Oh, get it. He couldn't do nothing. They should have killed him quick. Oh.
Hey, if he killed Apollo Creed and won 12 rounds with Rocky Balboa, I think Dolph more than deserves to make it to the last two.
I don't like him.
Plus, he's the Punisher, man. I don't like Red him. Scorpion.
I don't like him again.
Yeah, and he's a Universal Soldier, too, man. He's a Unisol.
This is getting worse and worse. I guess maybe he was savable in Expendables. I could enjoy him in that.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's good. Man, I'm like, I really feel like we ought to be doing this with like other versions of characters, like just upcoming like Royal Rumble battles, man. You know, with Skeletor and Mordak and.
Yeah. And, as long as you guys, when we get to that Skeletor, I better not hear anybody saying, oh, New Adventures Skeletor better last. Not that I don't like New Adventures.
That's going to be Frank Langella standing in the center, like, you know, saying, you know,
oh, we got to save
that force. I am that power, man.
We'll have to save it for another one. Maybe we'll do a battle royal with the Skeletors next time. But
oh, my gosh. Nice. I could have gone with that a lot longer, man.
Oh, I know you could have. And always putting your heroes over the top. Oh, my God, these picks. I don't agree with.
Hey,
these.
We did that. We did this by majority rules. If you just made the right decision, like me and Brian did, you wouldn't feel so bitter right now.
Well, if it was you two and your rules, I think we would have had. I don't know that.
Hey, you made new up adventures. These rules.
We would have had New Adventures He-Man as the winner or something, or you would have put 87 movies.
He wasn't. He went out third.
You never
know. He should have been out first. All right. Well, that was the big God, I feel bad because I forgot who suggested this idea to me.
You
somebody
did.
What's that?
Yeah,
awesome.
Right?
No, somebody God, I feel bad. I'm going to find your name and I'll give you credit next time. I got a message from this person
He probably had a blast listening to this conversation.
Oh, I'm sure he did. It was a good idea. I feel horrible now that I can't remember who said that to me, and it makes me feel bad, but I'm going to acknowledge that person in the next episode. I promise. If I would have had my laptop computer up right now, I would have went to Facebook and find out who it was. So
Joe
I'm
was
sorry.
More focused on making sure New 52 He-Man stayed in longer.
Well, he should have stayed in longer. It was a great idea, though, that he brought up of putting everybody together, and then, Tyler, put your twist of turn it. And then Tyler turned it into a battle royal, which was another new twist. So the both of you guys made up a cool little thing that, yeah, we'll have to do this more. With
what
other
can
characters.
We call this? I mean, what we call this the royal
battle.
The battle royal palace or I don't know.
How about the master royal?
Yeah, the master royal. Yeah,
the master royal. Oh, but of course, there's
well, we gotta have Howard Fink. You know, like if we could get like a
oh wait. Well, to play fair, since there's power in everything from Masters, Princes of Power, New Adventures, it could be the Power Royal because then it kind of encompasses everything. It's everybody. So we could have a Power Royal instead of just Masters. We don't want to just have it be one thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and we can like maybe send Howard Fink like a Fans of Power sticker. Maybe he can come on and do like, you know,
the introduction.
He could do like, you know,
ladies and gentlemen,
opening contest of the, you know, Royal or
Power Royal.
And then he could announce the winner. Like he would stay on long enough with Doug could talk to him off air and just, you know, say,
you're
like the best announcer. Lillian Garcia sucks. And, you know,
oh, yeah.
This long,
nobody beats the Fink. The Fink was the best. Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be great if we get him just to come on here just to do, voiceover for whoever's fighting each other on a He-Man podcast.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Well,
that
I didn't know
if you... That was very good. That was a great idea.
That was good. Definitely.
Yeah. And, so whoever suggested that, we got to give him sole credit because he was the root for this idea. So he has got to be given full credit.
I got to be honest. I didn't quite understand before getting into it exactly what was. That's why the twist was cool, that it was a battle royal, because then I kind of...
Well, I figured we were just going to do like we always do, is just like dissect, you know, which version was better or what was good or bad. But you know what? Making it more of like, you know, why this person should go out first or, you know, in a... Because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of wrestling fans who listen to this too and get a lot of stuff that we were referencing. Even if you were an old school wrestling fan, didn't watch it, you know, haven't watched it since you were a kid or something like that, you know?
Yeah, most people they probably knew exactly what we were saying exactly.
Oh man, I just want to keep doing more Royal Rumbles, Battle Royals right now. Like I could, you know, like the Horde versus the Evil Warriors. You know, like the top five from each group. You know, but then you like Beastman turns on Trapjaw because he just wants to. He takes his whip and wraps it around his neck, and You know, I mean, just like, oh dear God, man, they're turning on each other.
Jesus.
You know, that's what you get. We get JR here. Good God Almighty.
That's a slobber knocker.
Wait, what a slobber knocker. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, Brian, if you want to do where we can wrap it up, you can go ahead and we can wrap up this episode.
Yeah, well, it was fun. It definitely was fun. It was different. And I enjoyed it. And I guess, you know, Tyler, take start us with your words of wisdom.
All right. I'm going to thank Mr. Larry Hubbard for reaching out this week and saying how much he enjoys the show and appreciates our efforts. And I'm going to thank somebody that frequents a lot of the posts concerning our podcast here. I just want to make sure. I'm not going to pull a Joe Amato here. I'm going to get right, people.
He's pulling the name out.
Yeah, Mr. Lawrence Fallon, who always is very excited about our episode each and every week, gives us a lot of good meaty feedback.
He's a cool guy. Things.
Yeah, he really appreciates the show. Not to say that nobody does. I'm just taking time to thank this particular guy because I know there's tons of people out there who may not say anything who love it maybe even more. Who knows? But I definitely appreciate him always taking the time to write his feedback and critique of each episode. You know, we really appreciate that. It's always good to hear a lot of in-depth replies about the show, and he certainly does that every week.
Yes.
Cool.
So I want to give a big thanks to him for appreciating what the three of us, or four of us, excuse me.
Yes.
Do every week, and I just really want to thank those guys for taking the time to be as gracious as they are, because, you know, nobody has to say anything, and for them to take the time to sit there and say they appreciate what we do it means a lot. So
it definitely does. It definitely does, because it takes a lot to do this.
Definitely,
you know, it definitely does.
All right, and here's the thing:
it does. Got to make sure we get here on time. And I'm not done here, Joe.
I'm not finished. Was that from Ghostbusters 2, the judge?
Yeah, oh, I'm God. Not finished.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish.
I'm just busting your balls, man.
Oh, here comes McMahon. Oh, no, sorry.
Do what now? We're running all over the place here.
What's going on?
Here comes the money.
Piling on each other here. See, we're still doing it.
Fish up.
Don't pull on the rabbit. Don't pull on the rabbit. It's a Bugs Bunny reference there, if anyone who knows that.
So you're done?
My quick recommendation for the week is for the She-Ra fans out there, and it's For Want of a Horse. That was an episode that I loved watching as a kid, because Shadow Weaver scared the piss out of me in that particular episode. And Horak is a real prick when he gives that monologue to Swift on about saying, you know, like, you know, you're going to rot away in a dungeon. Your wings will rot away from lack of use. You'll never see sunsets. And
that was cold.
Man. Oh man! And see, Swift one, like, he's still, like, you know, being, you know, like, trying to put Horak in his place. He's like, I got nothing more to say. And see that one tear? You're like, oh man, this is some cruel stuff here, man. Just like, Horak is a real douchebag, man.
Yeah.
So that's my episode for the week. It's a good, solid episode. You know, I want to stress this for all He-Man She-Ra fans, because it's a very well done episode, and Horak showcases being the real
prick. You said it earlier.
Yeah, he's a prick that you just love to hate in that episode, man.
They got him good. They really did do it very. Yeah. They got him good that episode.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I'm finished here, Joe.
You finished now?
Now he's finished.
Yes. Okay, God bless you. Okay, now I the guy's name, because I had to look, I had to find out, because I would have felt horrible. I apologize if I butcher your name. Please correct me if I'm wrong. It's Thomas Guerra. That's the guy who brought up about the Universal Battle Royal or Brawl with all the He-Mans and stuff. So thank you for that suggestion.
Thank you.
Yeah, because now it just led into a whole new kind of thing to where we do Battle Royals, and very good idea. We would like that. So
we could probably name it kind of like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania. We could like the
Master Thomas Guerra Battle Royal.
There you go.
Master Thomas.
All right. So thank you for that idea. Yeah. So definitely thank you for that idea.
I'll send you a name by 10, Thomas.
Yeah, he was an 8x10, yeah, with that smile. All right. So, and also, I wanted to thank Bobby Easel, and I hope I said your last name correctly. He's he has a store called D&E Collectibles, and you can find that page on Facebook. And he had some really good deals on some Masters of the Universe stuff. I mean, he gets a lot of good things, and it ain't just Masters, it's other stuff. So if you're looking for a guy that has some good deals, I mean, his packing was super efficient and great. I mean, I just love how he packed all the stuff that he sent to me. And like I said, good deals, just go to D&E Collectibles on Facebook, and thank you, Bobby. It was really good stuff that you sent, and I appreciate it. So I want to give him that shout out. And nice. Then, like always, go to the all-encompassing Masters of the Universe, Prince of Power, New Adventures Facebook page, Masters and Mythos, Motu Nation, Descendants of Grayskull, and the Vintage Obscure Masters of the Universe page on Facebook. All great groups, all great people.
Okay. I'd just like to say thanks to PopCultureNetwork.com, along with Dirt. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to the fans. Thanks to everybody out there who makes this happen every week.
Oh, and Brian. Wait, yep. I had one more. HeManWorld.com. I wanted to mention about a poll that they're doing. I think they're going to have it up for maybe 3 more weeks, and they were trying to get everybody's opinion on it. It was a poll they were having was if they were to, you know, like released the Energy Zoids again, you know, Rotar and Twistoid, would you like to see them individually carded? Would you like them individually carded, or if they individually carded, do them again with like maybe different paint decos or what? But if that's something you'd be interested, you know, would you like to see them individually carded? So if you'd like to take part of that poll, just go to HeManWorld.com, and they got that poll up for 3 more weeks, and let them know what you think.
I'll buy them again if they come with a gyro attacker.
Don't push it, because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, guys. Well, just wanted to say thanks again to everybody out there that makes this happen every week. And rock on, brother.
And have a powerful day.
You talk. Give me two.
Oh my God.
As God is my witness, he is great.